Hare Krishna, I have a question here from Ananda Chaitanya Das, Bhaktivedanta Manu, and he is quoting the sixth canto where Prabhupada says, quote, only a pure devotee can preach the glories of the Lord for the benefit of all conditioned souls. So he's asking, what does Srila Prabhupada mean by pure devotee? Is it someone who's completely free from material attachment? Someone who has no real desire within his heart, or does it just mean someone who's unmotivated in terms of their preaching? I haven't looked at the context of what Srila Prabhupada is saying there, so I'll answer in the general context of Srila Prabhupada's preaching. And Srila Prabhupada's general context of preaching was to encourage everyone to follow Lord Chaitanya's order, which was that Prithivite Achyatanagarani grounds, Salvatra Pachara Vaidivara now, to preach Lord Chaitanya's name, Krishna's name, all over the world. Amar Agya Guru Panatana Yedesh. And he didn't want us to wait until we became fully purified, he just wanted us to preach what we knew and to give it to others. Now, concept of being pure, meaning being pure in one's understanding of what Krishna consciousness is, being pure in one's motive as to why one's practicing Krishna consciousness. Pure in the understanding of Krishna consciousness is no jnana karma dinavittam, no misunderstanding, no philosophical deviation, no mixing with any type of karma or gyan, and purity in terms of motivation is no desire to be personally benefited, recognized as a great preacher, as a great devotee, but the desire is only to give the pure message, Bhagavad Gita as it is, for the pleasure of the Lord, because it's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord Krishna, want. Yaridam paramam guhyam mad bhakteshu avidasyati. So that's what pure devotee generally means in the context of Srila Prabhupada's preaching. In the example of the South Indian Brahmin who wanted to accompany Lord Chaitanya, he said, the pangs of material existence are giving me so much trouble. He said, please let me just go with you and leave home. So Lord Chaitanya said, no, don't leave home. Sthane sthita, stay where you are. And amara agya guru hana tane edesh, and you be guru wherever you are, Krishna upadesh, and you give Krishna upadesh. So by someone who personally admitted to being a conditioned soul, Lord Chaitanya said, no, you be a guru and you preach. Not only told him to preach, but he told him to be a guru. And he said, and if you do this, then you'll always have my company. Or the other way that Srila Prabhupada translates it is that you'll never be touched by the material energy. So the lesson to be learned here is that if we don't make anything up, and if we simply act on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order, then we're qualified to preach. Preach even in the sense of becoming a guru. Of course, all preaching means being a guru. But guru in two senses of the word. Guru is a shiksha guru, guru is a diksha guru. Lord Chaitanya didn't qualify what type of guru that Brahmin should be. He just said, you just be a guru by telling everyone about Krishna's instructions as they're spoken in Bhagavad Gita, spoken about him in Srimad Bhagavatam. So I take that that's the general and greater context of Srila Prabhupada's instructions when he's telling that only a pure devotee can preach. Otherwise, if someone's not impure, if someone's impure, if someone has some motivation, if someone's trying to give across some type of other message, like we see so many other yogis and swamis talking about different things. Interestingly enough, just as a side issue, today I was writing about one pastime place, which is called Muni Shirsha, and it had to do with a place where in Vrindavan where sages put on their heads in order to realize Krishna. So I went on the internet to look at the Shirsan, and there was this picture of someone doing a Shirsan, and in the background there was this altar, and on this altar was Kaliya Krishna. It was Krishna dancing on the Kaliya. So who knows what that person is preaching in terms of what Kaliya Krishna is doing, some kind of, who knows, yoga or something on top of Kaliya. It's not that type of preaching, motivated preaching in order to get people to become hatha yogis or subscribe to some kind of yoga club in order that the yoga teacher can make a living and so on. But that type of preaching where the pure message of Krishna is being passed on. Sarva dharma paritya, forget about this material world, forget about yoga, forget about so many other things, and just surrender to me. That type of preaching is what is pleasing to Krishna. Having said that, we can't ignore the fact that preaching also means apani achari koriya prachar. It means not only prachar, but it means achar. It means showing the example. And talking about Krishna consciousness means that you, as we have this saying in English, walk your talk, is that you set the example by what you're doing. So when we're telling people you're not this body, then the best way to convince them that you're not this body is that you're acting like you're not this body. Better than that is that you realize that you're not this body. When we tell people that love of Krishna is the goal of life, then that becomes a really potent message when you have love of Krishna or are cultivating love of Krishna or at least attachment towards Krishna. And people see that in your behavior, see it in your conduct, see it in the way that you chant Hare Krishna. So the example of being actually pure at heart and being freed from material attachment, that is ultimately the best preaching. Bring people to Krishna consciousness is certainly important, but to inspire people to go forward in Krishna consciousness and to advance in devotional service, they should be seeing it happening in front of their eyes. And that reminds me of when I was very young, and I must have been very young, because I more or less knew how to swim before I walked. And I remember when my father used to teach me how to swim, he would go forward a certain distance, and then he would say, "Okay, now swim to me." And then I would swim to him, and then he would go a further distance, and we'd say, "Okay, now swim here." So I was always going to where he was. If my father stayed on the shore of the swimming pool or the lake, and he'd just tell me, "Okay, you go there," I probably still wouldn't know how to swim right now. So I knew how to swim because my father knew how to swim. Similarly, when we're preaching and we're telling people, go there, it's good, it's helpful in terms of information, but it's not as good as when you're telling them, come here, and they're going to where you are. And ultimately, that's what preaching really means. If we want to lead people to higher stages of Krishna consciousness, we need to be always pioneering and going to higher stages of Krishna consciousness ourselves. We need to be telling people, come here, not telling them to go there. Hare Krishna.